is produced by Spiritus Publications by the Pollys. All rights reserved.
This is Speaker Linda Polly. It's May 11th, 2007, and here's Jesus. This first segment was originally released November 4th, 2002.
Here's an interesting question from one of our associates. He says, the Pollys have been nice enough to share their most incredible work with me. As of yet, I have not been able to play it on the air, but I want to greatly. However, I have noticed something. Sometimes Jesus stutters, or he uses slightly the wrong word. Everyone can still understand what he is trying to say, but what is causing this? And shouldn't these errors be cut out to make the work sound better?
We certainly appreciate your friend's question, Alora. And of course you know the answer, but other people don't. Demetrius is dyslexic. He has to fight it all the time in his daily functions. He is considered functionally illiterate. He can barely write his own name at times. But the incredible power of that brain is beyond people's understanding. He still has great verbal skills despite the lack of ability he has in other ways. He has been able to communicate with people for years and still get his message out thanks to people like you who help put down the things that come out of his marvelous mind in words and distribute them to people throughout the world. As I speak through Demetrius, I have to fight his dyslexia tremendously. Those parts of his brain that don't want to work are very stubborn and very hard to work through, and even I at some times cannot break through those barriers that are in his mind. Several times past, the Dark Ones have tried to kill him, have tried to silence him before he can begin his great work, but they were unable to stop him, even when they virtually destroyed him one time. And this is why every once in a while I stutter and every once in a while I use the wrong word. But it is for the glorification of God, and we would change nothing.
I'm so used to that, Nazarene, that I don't even think about it anymore. I just automatically make corrections. He gets mad at me sometimes when I correct him in public, but most of the time we don't even think about it.
We'll be back after the break.
This is Speaker Linda Polly. They say in the afterlife that laughter is the best medicine. Perhaps the best physicians of all are the famous comedy team of Abbott and Costello. Read our book about them. It's free online at http://spiritus.tripod.com/books/acc.htm.
We're back. Nazarene, Demetrius's dyslexia has gotten worse since his heart attack. Does this make doing the Here's Jesus episodes harder? And what do you think caused this?
Alora, Demetrius's dyslexia was caused by a severe head injury he had when he was a child. And yes, it is getting worse since his heart surgery. We believe that during the heart attack, his brain became slightly starved for oxygen, did not get enough for a little while, and this irritated those parts of his brain that had already been damaged and caused the dyslexia to become a little bit worse. But we are working on it, Alora, and we are overcoming it. Demetrius has a tremendous ability to come back from injuries. This is one of his powers, and it has served him well in the past. It is very difficult, Alora, sometimes to fight through Demetrius's dyslexia. It is very, very hard, and it is making it almost impossible for him to sing in public because all the excitement and everything just overwhelms him and he can't concentrate on the songs. And this is very difficult because Demetrius's voice is our power, and without that we have a great deal of difficulty. But yes, it is a little bit more difficult, Alora, but we are working with it.
Looks like we both bounced back from stuff pretty good, Nazarene. My broken arm is almost healed now, thanks to you guys.
Yes, Alora, but no more tickling. Absolutely no more tickling.
We'll be back again.